Close to dawn, an idea began to form. At first, only an echo of something Fisk had said. But the mere thought of it was appalling, and I kept pushing it away. Yet again and again it flooded back, overwhelming all other notions. At last, I heaved myself off the bed, and from under it brought out the canvas seaman's garment Zachariah had made for me. Some roaches skittered away. I held the wrinkled clothing up and looked at its crude shape, its mean design. The feel of the crude cloth made me falter. I closed my eyes. My heart was beating painfully, as if I were in some great danger. No, I could not. It was too awful. Yet I told myself I must accept my responsibility, so as to prove to those men that it had been my head that was wrong, not my heart. Slowly, fearfully, I made myself take off my shoes, my stockings, my apron, at last my dress and linen. With fumbling, nervous hands, I put on the seaman's clothing. The trousers and shirt felt stiff, heavy, like some skin not my own. My bare toes curled upon the wooden floor. I stood some while to question my heart. Zachariah's words to Fisk, that I was the very soul of justice, echoed within me. I stepped out of my cabin and crept through the steerage. It was dawn. To the distant east, I could see the thinnest edge of sun. All else remained dark. I moved to the galley, praying I would meet no one before I reached it. For once my prayers were answered. I was not noticed. And Fisk was working at the stove. I paused at the doorway. "Mr. Fisk," I whispered. He straightened up, turned, saw me. I had, at least, the satisfaction of his surprise. "I've come," I managed to say, "to be one of the crew."
This ends Disc 3.